I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's 5 o'clock on a Tuesday, which means it's time to pay the bill. Let's talk to our guy, Jacory Kroski-Merritt. JCM, tough one last night, man. How you feeling?
What's going on? Feeling good. How you doing?
We're doing okay, bud. Walk me through last night post-game. Just what's the feeling like? A hard-fought game where you guys come up a little bit short. How frustrating was it? Just kind of what was the vibe?
It's definitely frustrating and I mean, I feel like that's the only way to put it. Definitely upset, and only thing we can do is move forward and play our football that we know we play. So I mean, it was frustrating for sure.
So the play that everybody's talking about at the end of the game, you guys have the ball, 3rd and 1. Looked like Jaden never had a great grip on it, and you know it sort of bounces around when it gets to you. Fumble happens. Chicago gets the ball. What did you feel? What did you see on that play in those kind of, you know, wet, gross conditions?
I feel like it just it's a play that happened very fast, and I feel like we just gotta like just be more detailed in what we do. And I mean, I take responsibility in that. I mean, we both do. I mean, we both gonna hold each other accountable. But I mean, we just gotta be better at the end of the day, and that will never happen.
Jacory Kroski-Merritt with us here on Grant and Danny. I give Chicago some credit, man. Coming off the bye week, it looked like they changed some things. They got some people back, and that run defense had not been good to this point this year. And they were pretty good last night. I thought it was tough sledding for you at times. What were they doing to try to slow you and the running attack down?
I mean, I think it was a lot of just like having guys in the box to try to stop the run. I mean, give those guys credit. They played a hard-fought game. But, I give those guys a lot of credit.
In terms of how comfortable you are now, I mean, obviously this is a whole bunch of carries for you, consecutive weeks. I know Cliff Kingsbury's referenced this a couple different times. You away from the football as kind of the place and area, and you've talked about this too, that you're continuing to grow and learn at this level. How much more comfortable do you feel now than you did a couple weeks ago with all those things away from the ball, pass blocking, route running, all that kind of stuff? How are you feeling now compared to a couple weeks ago?
I'm definitely feeling more comfortable. And, I mean, I got a lot of stuff that I want to work on. And I feel like yesterday it wasn't my game, but I won't let that just kill my confidence. I mean, and I know I just got to get better for my team.
Speaking of confidence, I thought it was really cool where, you know what, you see a lot of times in old school football, I mean, I'm obviously much older than you, Jacory. I'm more than twice your age, I think. But I think back to like when I was a kid, if somebody, you know, regardless of how it happened or whose fault it was, fumbled, they'd be benched and the coach is going to make a big scene about chewing them out, et cetera, and put on a big production. It happens to you, you're right back in there, first carry of the next possession. A lot of confidence shown in you. What does that mean to you to have that staff and all your teammates behind you like that?
I mean, I really don't want to be put in that position for them to have to choose whether I go back in or not. So I mean, that's my main thing. I hear people saying that, but it's like this shouldn't happen in the first place to even have to let them choose or whether you're gonna go in or not. So I mean, I take full responsibility for that. And I mean, I'm happy that they just kept their trust, but I know things like that, it can't keep happening, or it's not gonna always be the outcome. So I know I just gotta just tighten up on my fundamentals and just be better, because I know it's not gonna always be like that.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I hear you. A couple games now, a whole bunch of touches, as we kind of mentioned. 34, I think, is the number I got, if I got it right, over the last couple of games. How's the recovery going? How do you feel kind of the day after? Are you kind of getting used to this unbelievable grind that is the NFL, where it seems like there's no downtime and you guys are just right back on the horse getting ready for the next game? How does the body feel at this point?
Body feels great. And that's a blessing that that your body can feel good going into week 7. And it's just, I mean, I like me being around the different guys in the locker room. I kind of like pick up on how they can like prevent injuries or like just treat their body the best they can, so that they can be prepared for like the beating that they're about to get into. So I mean, it's been great so far, and I mean, I'm loving the grind, like day in and day out. Just like we was right back at it today, just trying to get better, and like I'm loving the grind for real.
Can you give me an example of a tip you've picked up from a veteran as to kind of best way to either prevent injuries or take care of your body or something like that?
I would say massages, getting them throughout the week. Just getting your body worked on, hot tub, cold tub, just contrasting. And I mean, even just eating clean too. I mean, that helps a lot, making sure you're hydrated. So it's a lot of small things that go into it.
Ja'Cory Krosky Merritt with us here on Grant and Danny for his weekly 5 p.m. spot. So what does this week look like? You don't have a lot of time to, you know, to feel sorry for yourself and lick your wounds. As you said, it's right back to it. You guys are a short week now with a divisional opponent coming up. What does this week look like?
Oh, yeah, I know guys are ready to get back to practice and ready to get back on the field. And like, we put so much work in, and it's like, anytime we step on the field, our goal is to win, like, in all categories. So, I mean, I know, like, every single guy in that building got that taste in their mouth. And, like, we just ready to get back on the field.
So last night you guys, as a team, not just one person, obviously, get down double digits. Same thing happened against the Chargers. Think of that Atlanta game. Think of the Green Bay game where you guys were down early and then you kind of come roaring back. Why do you think that's happened over you know several times this year where you guys, to your credit, have come storming back and you had a late lead in this game, but you've gotten off to less than ideal starts. It's been a little slower going maybe in the first quarter. What's your feeling? Why do you think that is?
I mean, we just got to start fast. I feel like that's all it is. Once we start fast, I feel like that eliminates a lot of us being down double digits. So I mean, that's basically it. Just starting fast from the beginning to the end of the game.
Do you feel like it's a matter of time before you guys start doing that?
Nah, I feel like it can happen every game. It's just a matter of us executing.
Gotcha.
We have really good players on this team, so you just got to execute.
What kind of surprised you about last night? And here's what I mean. Like, you looked, I'm sure you watched hours and hours of film on the Bears, and they, you know, as you said, they loaded the box, did a couple different things. They had some guys back that they hadn't had previously. But were there some looks? Were there some things that they were doing that you guys hadn't anticipated? And then how did you adjust to that?
It was what we seen on film. It wasn't really anything that surprised me. We know that was a tough team, like gonna give they a lot of effort, and like it just wasn't our day.
I'm trying to remember which run it was. You might know it. There was a carry that you had where I think you burst through. I want to say it was like 5 or 6 yards, and you could tell you were really ticked off. Like you're kind of slamming the ball in the turf a little bit. Like, damn it, I almost had something huge right there. Do you remember that play?
I think I do.
Yeah. So what did you see there? What did you feel like you almost had?
I feel like it was the inside zone thing was under center.
Yep.
And I think I had a crease, but it just ended up closing very fast.
Those are the kind of things that, you know, I think fans don't realize this. And I know I can't because I never played anywhere near at the level you guys are at, of course, and most people didn't. You're the best players in the world. How close it is sometimes, right? Where like a 4-yard carry is almost a 50-yard carry, right? Just it's a matter of that little tiny bit right there. Do you have like a couple of those a game? It feels like where it's like, man, if people only knew how close this was to a house call or something.
Oh, definitely. And I mean, it's always like that. I mean, guys are very fast, very athletic, and, I mean, they got a job to do, too, at the end of the day. And, I mean, it's definitely a lot of plays like that where you're, like, a second away or a cut away from, like, just taking it, making a 4-yard gain to a 20-yard gain or something like that. So, it's definitely a lot of close calls that people don't notice.
For sure. Well, buddy, you know, a tough one last night, but as you said, not much time here to kind of get back after it this week. Dallas week, it's a huge one, man, and good luck preparing and have a great weekend, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Bill. There he goes. That is Ja'Cory Krosky Merritt for his weekly spot.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.